Next item on the agenda is Baylor Corporation, number 18-1446. Mr. Peabody, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so we're going to start in the city of Chesapeake, where you will be acting as the wetlands board because the city of Chesapeake has rescinded the wetlands ordinance. Specifically, Baylor Corporation is requesting authorization to impact tidal wetlands by constructing an 11-foot by 18-foot riprap stormwater outfall at the terminus of Michael Drive, adjacent to St. Julian Creek in Chesapeake. St. Julian Creek is a tributary to the southern branch Elizabeth River. The upland property currently is an undeveloped piece of property that the developer is going to construct a three-building corporate construction. And as part of that development, they are going to be installing or have installed a three-tiered stormwater system. So this will convey all of the stormwater on the property. And during abnormally high events, the stormwater will outflow through the marsh into St. Julian's Creek. So specifically, the Wetlands Board has a small jurisdiction of this entire project. So channelward of this line here is the Wetlands Board jurisdiction, and the impacts within the VMRC's jurisdiction is this small red riprap outfall here. So that's 107 square feet of vegetated wetlands that will be channelized and placed riprap upon. And here are two pictures from on site. So this is a high elevation marsh that's dominated by Phragmites. So you can see here is the pipe outfall. It's going to lead, here's the ground, the pipe goes underneath, outfalls into this riprap outfall. So there will be 107 square feet of vegetated wetlands that will be impacted. The applicant has proposed to purchase 107 credits at New Mill Creek Mitigation Bank to offset those impacts. So for the staff recommendation, staff feels the applicant has minimized wetland impacts to the greatest extent possible and finds the proposed mitigation through the purchase of credits at the mitigation bank fulfills the commission's wetlands guidelines. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2 and the wetlands guidelines, staff recommends approval of the project conditioned upon the purchase of 107 credits at the New Mill Creek Tidal Mitigation Bank. The applicant's agent is here. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Sure. Any questions of Ms. Peabody or members of the commission? Ms. Everett?
New Mill Creek is in the Tidal Branch watershed, right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
And I think it's 107 square feet. It's not a 2-to-1 ratio for mitigation?
Currently, the guidelines have a 1-to-1 ratio, so we're working at the no net loss policy. So for every 1 square foot that's impacted, we want to build another new 1 square foot.
Further questions? Thank you, ma'am. Applicant present or represented wishes to be heard?
I'm here, but I have nothing to add.
Anyone here in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to this project? I see none. The matter is before the commission. Mr. France.
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Prince to approve staff recommendations.
Thanks.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Let's do this, though, if would. Sir, can you come forward, please?
Sure.
Leave that up, please, if you would. You're the agent.
Yes, sir.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Do you agree with staff recommendations of the purchase of 107 credits at New Mill Creek Tidal Mitigation Bank?
Yes, sir.
For the record, he's agreed. Thank you very much.